This is the Music History Today podcast for April 18th. On today's show, Etta James gets a star, John Lennon covers, and Dick Clark passes away. First up, though, on this date in 1930, BBC Radio played music on its station for the very first time. In 1963, Bobby Bear recorded the song Detroit City. In 1971, ABC Television broadcasted Diana Ross's music special, Diana. In 1973, the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young documentary Journey Through the Past premiered. In 1985, after becoming the first Western act to tour Communist China, Wham! Became the first Western act to release an album there. In 1987, Aretha Franklin broke the record for the longest time span between number one singles on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart when her song with George Michael, I Knew You Were Waiting for Me, was her first number one since Respect in 1967. That record, I believe, has since been broken by Cher. In 1987, same day, the MTV show Headbangers Ball premiered. Great show. Loved it. In 1988, in Jamaica, Dennis Lepo Lobin's trial for the murder of reggae superstar Peter Tosh started. Lobin was eventually found guilty. Also in 1988, Barbara Streisand started recording the song Warm All Over. In 2005, the singing duo Jesse and Joy premiered. In 2008, Foxy Brown was let out of jail after serving 8 months on a battery charge. And in 2020, Paul McCartney, Stevie Wonder, and Lady Gaga were among those who held a virtual concert to help support health workers during COVID lockdowns. In classical music, in 1944, the ballet Fancy Free by Leonard Bernstein and Jerome Robbins opened on Broadway. In theater, in 1946, the musical Call Me Mister opened on Broadway. In 1953, the musical Pal Joey closed on Broadway. In 1977, Stephen Sondheim's musical Side by Side by Sondheim opened on Broadway. In 1994, the musical Beauty and the Beast, based on the Disney animated movie, opened on Broadway. And in 1996, the revival of Stephen Sondheim's musical The Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum opened on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on April 18th, in 1988, Holland, Dozier, and Holland were inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. In 2003, Etta James received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 2010, Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood, and Brad Paisley were among the big winners at the Academy of Country Music Awards. In 2013, Public Enemy, Rush, Heart, Donna Summer, Randy Newman, and Albert King were among those who were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In 2015, Green Day, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and Stevie Ray Vaughan were among those who were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Albums that were released on April 18th include in 1966 when Cilla Black released Cilla Sings a Rainbow. In 1967, The Pretty Things released Emotions. In 1973, The Miracles released Renaissance. In 1975, ZZ Top released Fandango. In 1980, The Cure released 17 Seconds. In 1986, The Butthole Surfers released Rembrandt Pussycat. In 1988, Erasure released The Innocents. Reba McEntire released Reba. Timbuk3 released Eden Alley. And Eric Clapton released Crossroads. In 1989, the Pixies released Doolittle. In 1994, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds released Let Love In. In 1995, Deicide released Once Upon the Cross. The Scorpions released Love Bites, and Tricky released Max and Quay. In 1996, Blind Guardian released The Forgotten Tales. In 2000, Ace of Base released their Greatest Hits album. The Apples in Stereo released The Discovery of a World Inside the Moon. Berlin released Live Sacred and Profane. Black Label Society released Stronger Than Death. And Sheena Easton released Freedom. In 2006, Daniel Powder released his self-titled album. Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs released Under the Covers, Volume 1. And Kansas released Works in Progress. In 2011, Grimes released her EP, Dark Bloom, and Mike and the Mechanics released The Road. In 2014, Neil Young released A Letter Home, and in 2015, Jethro Tull released Live at Carnegie Hall. Singles that were released on April 18th include in 1963 when Marvin Gaye released Pride and Joy. In 1968, The Temptations released I Can Never Love Another After Loving You. In 1973, The Hollies released Jesus Was a Crossmaker. In 1975, John Lennon released his cover version of the song Stand By Me. In 1987, Genesis released In Too Deep, and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers released Jammin' Me. In 1988, Michael Jackson released Dirty Diana. In 1995, R.E.M. released Strange Currencies. In 2009, Taylor Swift released You Belong With Me. In 2016, Ariana Grande released Let Me Love You. And in 2020, Peyton Mormare released Love Letter. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on April 18th include singer Jessica Jung, rapper Anime, singer Gavin Creel, rapper Fredo Starr of the group Onyx, singer Kelly Hansen, singer J.D. Wilkes, rapper Ski Mask the Slump God, singer Nathan Sykes, rapper Lil Bree, Mike Vickers of Manfred Mann, pianist Glenn Hardin, jazz pianist Hal Galper, producer Paul Rothschild, rapper Amina Pankey, singer Samantha Jade, rapper Roy Woods, Greg Eklund of Everclear, singer and actress Haley Mills, Les Pattinson of Echo and the Bunnymen, blues man Clarence Gatemouth Brown, Clyde Stubblefield of James Brown and the Famous Flames, Skip Spence of Moby Grape, Lenny Baker of Danny and the Juniors, drummer Mike Mangini, Mark Tremonti of Creed, singer-songwriter Madeleine Peyro, singer Chloe Bennett, guitarist Tony Mottola, Anna Voog of Blue Up, singer Sophie Grace Brownlee, and singer Tess Monpere. Artists who unfortunately passed away on April 18th include composer Edward Jones, who passed away in 1824 at the age of 72. Composer Jose Garcia passed away in 1830 at the age of 63. Composer Joseph Elsner passed away in 1854 at the age of 84. Composer August Neithart passed away in 1861 at the age of 67. Organ builder and composer Job Plimpton passed away in 1863 at the age of 79. Pianist Agnes Terrell passed away from heart issues in 1883 at the age of 36. Composer Arturino Respighi passed away in 1936 at the age of 56. Composer Seaborn Denson passed away in 1936 at the age of 82. Musicologist Richard Terry passed away in 1938 at the age of 73. Singer Florrie Ford passed away from a cerebral hemorrhage in 1940 at the age of 64. Composer Albi Vidakovic passed away in 1964 at the age of 49. Composer Masao Oki passed away from cancer in 1971 at the age of 69. Musicologist and composer Julia Smith passed away in 1989 at the age of 64. Composer Hinu Jurisalu passed away in 1991 at the age of 60. Jazz and salsa trombonist Barry Rogers passed away in 1991 at the age of 55. Record producer and songwriter Michael Leander passed away in 1996 at the age of 54. Conductor Kenneth Schermerhorn passed away in 2005 at the age of 75. Composer and pianist Enrique Franco passed away in 2009 at the age of 89. Boogie Mawson of Parliament Funkadelic passed away from liver failure in 2013 at the age of 60. Music video director Storm Thurgerson passed away from cancer in 2013 at the age of 69. Conductor Brian Priestman passed away in 2014 at the age of 87. Alea Stanbridge of the group Trees of Eternity passed away from cancer in 2016 at the age of 39. Opera singer Brian Asawa passed away from liver failure in 2016 at the age of 49. Choral music composer Gordon Langford passed away in 2017 at the age of 86. Composer Harrison Birtwistle passed away in 2022 at the age of 87. Pianist Yannis Matasik passed away in 2022 at the age of 95, and concert pianist Nicholas Angelic passed away from lung disease in 2022 at the age of 51. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is April 19th, when in 1996, bassist Bernard Edwards of Chic passed away from pneumonia at the age of 44. And in 2012, Levon Helm of the band passed away from cancer at the age of 71.